Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all again to epic episode 178 of the infamous, the legendary Von Wehhunt Show. It's our Halloween show special tonight. It's going to be very dangerous out there in the world and very spooky, of course. The star date of October 26th, 2023 AD. Well, my friends, we meet again, and I love it. I'm your Generation X host. I am a survivor of the great Twitter purge of 2021. As I told you on last week's show, BLM should stand for our people, like Blonde Lives Matter. Well, I'll leave you with this. Be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Very powerful God. But the devil roams the earth. Satan is out there. The show is a fighter against all demonic powers, principalities, demonic forces in the world. Well, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has issued the Be Ready to Deploy order to certain American troops, quote unquote, should Israel need them, end quote. Well, if you're in the military tonight, maybe you got those orders, maybe you're on the way to the Med or the Middle East. If you are, Godspeed, be careful out there. Unbelievable what's going on. But yet again, America is preparing for war. This show is all about war and peace, always has been. So after the monologue, we have a lot of new listeners. And by the way, if you've heard the podcast, you caught the ads at the very end, sometimes in the middle, sometimes in the front of this show. That just tells you that advertisers want to reach you. And they know this show is reaching tens of thousands, if not millions of Americans each week via Blog Talk, Gab, etc. They're taking notice, and they are advertising on this show. For Blog Talk, not for the show yet, but that will come in due time. The Von Wehhunt Show, as I told you each week, there is a lot going on. It's about to heat up big time. We will talk about it each week, rest assured. If you're new to the show, like many of you are, the show is about geopolitics, current events, national politics. We have great promos, great music, and even greater callers. We have it all. Catch us if you can each week on Blog Talk Radio. The new frontier awaits you, America. Because once you learn a few important things, you can never go back. We would have it no other way. Also, you should know that the Von Wehhunt Show is the arch enemy of red communist China and all Marxist regimes everywhere in the world today. As they raise their fist in the communist salute, we will outthink and outmaneuver them all. No mercy to those demonic communist pigs. And I say this, if you don't like America, then get the fuck out of here. We don't need you. We've been nice so far. We're nice until we're not nice. Following rules during war? Well, let's see what really happens when we're not following the rules anymore. It'll be a shocker. Things could get ugly for the enemies of our people and our nation, our lands, everyone like BLM and Antifa, other communist groups. We will name the names. We will hold them against the wall. We will hold them accountable. All the military that bailed out or took the jab, the death shot, we're aware of them also. We have millions of patriots around the country, millions of good people around this nation. So think about that when you're out on the streets, when you're marching, calling us to come out of our homes and in the streets, when you think you're so tough, you should be way more careful. Because what you wish for may just happen someday. I always say be careful what you wish for, America, because you just may get it on a silver platter. We're so glad you're here tonight. Welcome to church. Welcome to our Halloween special. Welcome to the show. That's right. You're my dramatic wolves. I am your dramatic warlord. I know you're out there. We are behind every blade of grass. We are well-armed, well-fed, well-equipped with the knowledge of the past, present, and future at our fingertips. Now, the main shooter up there for this gun display is still at large. People in Maine tonight, be on the lookout. We have many listeners in Maine, great state, by the way. Can't wait to get up there. That Maine shooter who killed all those people is out there. He's mentally deranged. Don't let VP Camel Toe Harris tell you otherwise. She wants to confiscate your guns. She said so today. It's about mental illness. I've always said that if you're mentally ill, it can be objectively stated about a person, yeah, I don't think you should have an arsenal at your disposal. That's only 1/1,000,000th of 1% of the American people. another mentally deranged person that they have let out, maybe an MK Ultra robot assassin, a CIA assassin, who knows? He's sent out there to kill so they can conjure up and gin up the anti-gun rhetoric once again, talking about confiscation, more gun control. But what they really want is confiscation. Once they achieve that step by step, incrementally, they can then tell you to report somewhere. You're going to do it because you're compliant. Most of America is compliant. And then they march out to the labor camps. And at first you may chip a few rocks, but then they get tired of that and they'll march you off to the death camps where real communist thugs will kill you. It's called the Gulag. It happens every day in the world, in China, parts of Siberia, and mighty Russia, and elsewhere, in all thug, brute nations of the world. They're out there. I told you before, when you leave our shores, it's like going to Vegas and rolling the dice. It's bad enough here on Main Street USA, but there aren't many places in the world anymore that you could call, quote-unquote, safe. Our streets aren't safe in America. Some of our streets are worse than the streets overseas. How about those apples? Well, we got heavy clashes tonight between Indian and Pakistani armed forces in Kashmir. There's a volley of fire between the border guards of each nation, and they are having a major battle. And they have for the last several days. I've seen the footage. That's another powder keg ready to go off between India and Pakistan. You've got Israel and Hamas. You've got Ukraine, Taiwan and China, South Korea, North Korea. Told you before that things can kick off on a dime. You better be thinking about it. You better be ready. Stay functional by all means during the day. Do your thing, go to work, punch the clock. Be thinking about what would I do? There's no job. What would I do if they close the gun stores and we're invaded or something, or we have a crime spree like you've never seen before? What would I do if the internet gets shut down? Now, 2 years ago, I traded in some crypto, but I've asked many people this question, and they look at me dumbfounded in my horse sense kind of brain. What happens to Bitcoin, Mr. and Mrs. America, when there's no internet or electricity? Think about it. That's why I never bought Bitcoin. I should have when it was being offered for $1 a unit. Now it's, what, $30,000-some-odd. It went up to $64,000. That was another fish that got away. We sure could have used that to build out a bigger studio or add more features, et cetera. But all these crypto things, think about it. There's no electricity. The power goes out. We have an EMP attack around the world. Your crypto and Bitcoin could be worthless, not salvageable, not redeemable for years. The world's on the edge of war. My best advice, don't cash it all out. If you got some, start taking that money out, even if they'll let you. If all you have cash controls, they'll say your wallet's run. Oh, I know. I've been there. We can't let that much money go out right now. Yada, yada, it goes. Try to get some money out and see what happens. Call into the show and let me know if you were successful in getting your crypto out, or at least a portion of it out now. While you need that money, you can use it, fortify your home, and get ready. Well, you know the Democrats love calling this country a democracy. America's a democracy, right? We're really a constitutional republic, if that, now anymore. But I thought you'd find this quote interesting. John Adams, one of the founding fathers, said this: democracy, while it lasts, it is more bloody than either aristocracy or a monarchy. Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and then murders itself. There is never a democracy that did not commit suicide. Now, I bet you many of you have never heard that quote before. It's from John Adams. When they started this country, Ben Franklin said, it's an experiment. We don't know how long it's going to last. We gave you a republic. It's up to you to keep it. And John Adams had other reservations. President, statesman, he here says in this quote, democracy will murder itself. It will consume and cannibalize itself. It's more bloody, he said, than either aristocracy or monarchy. Think about those words. He started a new country. He's got severe reservations about this democracy thing, yet he goes along with it, but he can see the future. He can see how this great U.S. Constitution could be subverted and contorted if wrong people were in charge of our government for too long. They could tamper with it and make it a mockery. And we're seeing that today. We're seeing a lot of that today. Well, maybe tonight on a few calls, we'll have a new rapid fire segment about these wars. How about that?
Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Damn right, and don't miss
The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
That's right. Now, Hillary has been in the news this past week, and Hillary Clinton, in my view, is just mad. She's pissed off because it was supposed to be her job to finish America, to finish it off, and not Joe Biden. God. Well, my political instincts are very strong, always have been. I think this week we will see some fireworks and some wild military news. Israel's about to do their big Gaza invasion. That whole Gaza Strip is nothing but an open-air prison, but right now it's booby-trapped. You know Hamas has got snipers behind every corner, behind every rock. It's going to be a bloodbath, probably on both sides. Well, they try to push the white people of this country to the fringes. And they want to keep pushing us out of corporate America, out of jobs, out of colleges, out of universities. Race does come up a lot and a lot more lately in the news. So on this show, it's a radio variety show, and nothing, virtually nothing, is off the table. We don't want to pay for the same real estate twice, in the sense that we want to move on to new territory and new ground. Like Patton's tanks were constantly advancing. But once in a while, you got to stop the tank and look around the countryside and say, hey, this is still going on. We're going to talk about it. White people in this country are being replaced by the mongrel hordes from the third world, bottom line. The really big question, you heard of Shakespeare, where he said, to be or not to be, right? Well, I say, will you be pushed or will you not be pushed? Puts a new meaning on things. Will you be pushed around, white America, or will you not be pushed? Will you fight back? Will you be immovable and dig in for the big siege ahead? I say decide quickly and act accordingly. Be swift. Run like the wind. Well, all that's going on, Trump's in the news as well. In America, I kind of laugh and joke about this once in a while, but I say, America, you can go to bed every night knowing that Donald Trump did all he could to have record low black unemployment. Record low black unemployment. Too bad they did not show up in large enough numbers to put them over the edge in 2020, despite all the Democrats cheating. Now, there are people that will say Trump got 150 million votes and the most minority votes ever. And I say, tell that to Joe Biden, because that's who I see in the Oval Office, not Donald Trump. It's very obvious to me that our so-called government leaders, we have no leaders anymore. They're all politicians. But they want to rule over a brown and black stew of mongrel nations going forward. This is their agenda. It's very obvious. This is why the border is wide open. Where whitey will be incrementally marginalized, pushed out, kicked out of jobs, and pushed out onto the fringe of society. Little bit, little bit, little bit. Drip, 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 like Chinese water torture. Walk in any corporate setting today, most American cities, not all, but most, and most companies, but again, not all, and you'll see a flurry of HR people running around trying to find somebody African-American or Hispanic or maybe a woman of color, maybe somebody who's Jewish, any minority they can grab over the, very often, but not always, the well-qualified white European male or female sitting in the HR office who won't get the job despite pedigree and credentials, education, because this country's stupid. And this country will trip over themselves to try and be, to do well, to falsify what they're doing, to try and virtue signal to the other employees, and they have an agenda, a nefarious agenda they're trying to serve. They're trying to displace the white European people and bring in minorities. Bottom line, any way they can, by hook or by crook, they're doing it. Told you guys a long time ago, if you're having a hard time finding a job, which many of you email me and talk to me during the week, get out of your area. I told you before, I'll tell you again, for the slow learners, once your area gets 51% minority, it hits critical mass. Because then all the minorities know we have 51% control. Unless you've got a great business, it's been there for 100 years, and you're cool to everybody who walks in there, which you should be, because you want their business. I don't care if they're black, brown, or purple. If you don't have that and you're applying and you're getting denied, and you're calling my show, you're emailing me, other shows too, I've told you before, what you've got to deal with is this is out there. It's a beast. They don't want to hire you. It's like reverse racism. So you got to get out of your area. You don't have the money to start a business, time for you to pack up and move. Move where there's people of your kind that will hire you, give you a chance. And once you're there, my best advice is work your tail off. Come in early, stay late like your dad told you, and your Uncle Vaughn, and do a damn good job for them. You got to do a good job and be above reproach. Because right now in our country, they're gunning for you. It's a big mark behind every white man's back today walking around. One guy wrote to the show, and he said, Vaughn, I'm tired of our country being an economic strip mall for brown people or third world people, where they discriminate against and displace white people from jobs and resources in the country my ancestors fought for. I wrote him back and I wrote, that's right. The propaganda is intense. Corporate America have no balls and no spine, and even independent companies, and they're going with the flow. And right now, you're not the flow, are you? And you feel it. You sense it. It's what it is. Well, last week, moving on, we talked a lot about Israel and their fight against Hamas. We're not going to spend every show on Israel, but they're in the news a lot, obviously. America just can't mind its own business and let Israel fight their own wars. This is their fight against Hamas and not ours. We talked about Congress and the dual citizenship of many of them. They're hypocrites. They should resign from Congress and go to Israel to fight. All they want to do is sit in D.C. and send Israel money. I know. Is Israel our greatest ally? Don't think so. We have no great allies, is my answer. If I was running for office, America has no great allies of any country. I don't care what religion they are or what, we have no great allies. We just don't. I don't think we ever did. We have friends that want our money. They want our blood of our soldiers. They want our treasure to prop their ass up. I'm not so sure they're our greatest ally. So I wish they would stop using that stupid phrase. Makes no sense in this world. You've been watching the news. You've been doing some prepping, maybe. You've been looking around. And I told you before, we have SurviveMax.com for many of your needs. Check it out. I think you'll love it. And all these people that come to our border, you know, these poor, huddled masses, it's all a bunch of BS. These poor and downtrodden people, how in the hell are they able to afford the long journey and expensive journey to America's southern border with Texas and Mexico? You know, if you're in Haiti or if you're in frickin' Somalia, how are you getting the money to fly here when you're poor and desperate and almost starving over there? And don't forget about our ports and all of America's borders. We have brought this up many times. The Canadian border, keep your eye on it. Unbelievable. It's a paid invasion to destroy the United States and especially the white race in this country. And every single one of our politicians are supporting it. If they weren't, they'd be far more vocal and possibly leading an uprising amongst the citizens against all the corruption. As I told you before, this is how empires end. No doubt about it. We're so glad you're here tonight, folks. We have a big show for you tonight. Sit tight. Stay tuned. You came to the right place. blitzkrieg. Well, did you know in our Did You Know series, America, that a very large oil pocket was found in the Gaza Sea? And now they want all Palestinians out of Gaza dead or alive. Sound familiar? Are you thinking of Maui, Hawaii like I am? They had to fight because this one was a setup orchestrated, allegedly, of course, on the ordinary Palestinians as a land grab. And I would bet both sides, who knows, could even be in on it. Supposedly, a large oil pocket was found right off the coast in the Gaza Sea. Interesting. And the Jewish people in Israel are having their war, and they've said publicly they want to more or less get rid of everyone in Gaza, seize control, and go from there. Well, that would also be seizing control of the oil pocket found off the coast, off the Gaza beach, if you will. Yeah. This is news that you don't hear anywhere else. Now, when I tell you these things, things come more into focus, don't they? Way more into focus. And they'll say, how dare you, Von Weehunt? How dare you bring that up? Don't you know that Israel is our most cherished, greatest ally? Interesting. Well, yeah. I would tell them this, Revelation 9:20. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold, silver, and brass, and stone and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. And with that, let's get to the phones and the Gladiators first on deck tonight in the Las Vegas Strip. Gladiator, welcome to the Von Wien Show. How are you doing, sir?
Good, man. What's happening?
The world's on fire and we're watching, man. But
watch it burn. Watch it burn.
Man. Watch it burn. No doubt.
Yeah.
What's new in the Las Vegas area, man? What's any news for the Strip? Anything going on there?
Well, the Oakland A's are coming into town. We're building them a stadium. They're tearing down the old Tropicana Hotel and Resort.
They're
going to tear it down and build the baseball stadium right there on the Strip.
Really?
On the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana Avenue. Yeah, man.
Been there many times.
Yeah, it was a big big announcement. They did the city council meeting yesterday. $380 million out of the people's taxes and about $1.2 billion out of the owner's pocket.
Yeah.
And they should be here. The stadium should be completed by 2025. They should be playing here 2026. So I was like, man, I mean, you know I've got a massive F-250 with a big rack. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to find out what construction company is in charge of that, and I'm putting my resume in. That's a good 3-year construction gig. And out here,
sure.
I mean, you're earning over $100,000 a year if you're even just picking up stuff. I mean, it doesn't even matter. It's all unionized for these companies for labor. And so I was like, yeah, that's a really easy, easy gig.
There's
so much building going on here. I mean, there's so much building. And but that's a major three and a half year project. They're gonna break ground early 2024. So in the spring. So
I haven't heard of that. I heard rumors, but nothing like that definitively, man. So they're gonna yank down the Tropicana. I've been there before.
Yeah.
Tear it down.
I mean, when you see all these meetings start to happen and they start throwing around the different money that's going to occur, it's pretty much a done deal. That's what they did originally with the Raiders, right? They said, we're going to build the stadium like right off the Strip. And, as soon as you get that sponsor, like Allegiant came on board, And it was X amount of dollars from the public funds. And then, you know, 3 years later, the stadium's done. So yeah, that's where we're at with that. And then another thing interesting, you were talking about the border, right? So both borders, like the northern border, like everybody forgets, like, you know, the southern border. Yeah, they're all coming up from the southern border. But I saw an interesting on two different news channels. They both confirmed it. This year alone, and this fiscal year is not even over yet, but January through September, just in those 9 months, more people have illegally crossed the border and legally and illegally, both numbers, have crossed over the northern border from Canada than the past 13 years combined.
Wow.
So if you add up all from 2009 through 2022, legal and illegal crossings for those 13 years pale in comparison for the first 9 months of this year.
Yeah, I believe it, man. I believe it totally. Jeez.
We're not even paying attention to that northern border, and everybody's flying into Canada, this super liberal country, and just going from the airports right to the border and crossing over, and we've got nothing in place. Nothing.
It's true.
There's no border cameras. There's no border nothing. So, yeah, we're getting invaded from all corners of the border of the United States. Forget the South. That's destructional invasion. And, you know, I see shows all the time. So, you know, Arizona, Texas, what's going on? They don't show anything from New Mexico because they got an invitation. They're sending out invitations to everybody in Mexico to come through New Mexico because that's a super liberal state. But they're actually just – all they do is video all these people coming over the border, all these illegals, and people – you know, you and I could drive down there with a video camera and literally just have at it. Like, we would see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds every day coming right over the border.
I know.
And border control, you know, border patrol, they can't do anything about it. They can't arrest these people. They can document them. And it was interesting, I saw Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, he was questioning in a Senate committee, he was questioning the head of the Homeland Security, along with the head of the National Security Defense. So they had like four of these figureheads. And he said, okay, let me start with you. Do you know how many illegal crossings we've had in 2023? And he said, no, I have no idea what the number is. And he goes, okay, three. Does any of you have any guess at what the illegal crossings are for 2023? And nobody said a word. And he said, okay, well, let me throw it to you. Let me throw you the ballpark numbers of 8 million people. And then he goes, okay, and then he goes to the one guy, how many are children? And the one guy said, I don't know how many are children. I don't know that figure. He goes, you're the head of the Homeland Security team, National Homeland Security. you are the director, sir.
You should know this.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
number.
You
okay.
should know.
Well, any of the other three, any of you other three want to say a word? At least he's saying I don't know, but do any of the three of you have anything to say? And
nothing. Crickets.
They're all like, you know, silent, yeah. And he goes, okay, 4 million.
Right.
He goes, now how many of those 4 million have been raped and abused before and after they came over the border with the coyotes illegally? And nobody had a figure. And he's just like, he's just going, look, you four.
Nobody knows nothing.
Right. You four are in control of the safety of the United States of America. And you have no idea. You're all four in charge of this border. You're all four. You know, this is your job. Like, this is your 365-day-a-year job. It's protect America, protect American citizens, and stop this from happening. And you don't. Number one, you don't know the numbers, and the numbers are so astronomically bad. And are you saying that it's not your responsibility and it's not your fault? Like, Like, it was so bizarro. I was just like, this, if you get a job.
That is bizarro world, Paul, for sure.
Yeah. If you get a job in the Biden administration, whatever your title is and whatever your job is, all you're doing is collecting a check. You can just sit at home and collect a check. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to do anything. Just collect the money. It's all taxpayer money. It's a gift. It's basically a gift. And, yeah, man, we're another thing I saw, I don't know if anybody else saw this, but so, you know, they say Joe Biden's running, but I don't think he is. That's why we saw Gavin Newsom all of a sudden meeting with Xi Jinping in China. All of a sudden, the governor of California is in China meeting with the president of China.
But, yeah, I put it all over my Gab page. Yeah, there's a two communists there that are meeting up.
Right. So I said, and then the news came out and they said, well, Joe Biden has not registered for the presidential election in the state of New Hampshire, and he missed the registration. So now New Hampshire has to go to the Republican or the independent, which is Joe Kennedy Jr. now, right? Because he announced to run as an independent. And Joe Biden can't win the state of New Hampshire now because he failed to register by the registration date.
Oh, they'll let him win. They're going to, you know, they'll tell the New Hampshire governor, if you don't put Biden onto the ballot, we're going to arrest you. That's what's good. I'm telling you, that's how dirty they will play. They'll say, or you're going to get Arkansas-ed by the Hillary crew. Yeah, sure.
I wonder how many other states, though, that the Biden team has failed to register in, because, quite honestly, I don't think he's going to run. I think they're going to throw Gavin Newsom up.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised. Gavin's the new face of the Democrat Party. He runs California, the biggest Democrat stronghold, right? Other than New York, probably, or Chicago.
He's running foreign policy. He's in China right now.
I know. He's grooming himself for the presidency. I think, could America have a President Gavin Newsom? Yes, I sure think we can. I think it's going to happen eventually. He's the right guy with the right age and the right apartment. No, not right for us or real America, but you know what I mean? He's with this country as it stands, the mentality of the American people. If it's Trump or Gavin Newsom, I was asked this last week, I predict Gavin Newsom would win. He would win hands down against Trump in a neck-to-neck, head-to-head competition. Yes.
Yeah, and he's a non-presidential candidate that's about to, in a couple of weeks, debate Ron DeSantis, a Republican candidate for the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a debate on national television.
Right. I know. You know, and right. And now I play devil's advocate very often. The one thing I'll say about Gavin Newsom that everyone's afraid to talk about except us on our show is that he's a white male. He's a man, though I don't like his politics, but do we want, you know, Tim Scott, African-American up there, Obama-like? Do we want the Indian Nikki Haley, who's says nothing? She's really, you know, her thing is Israel first, America last. Do we want Vivek, who's new to the game, another Indian Patel guy? I mean, again, that's the only thing I give a Newsom. I'm not crazy about the guy. Never liked him, but, you know, I think a lot of, in a weird way, a lot of white Americans may vote for him just for that reason. If the Republicans go down this minority thing that Trump started, they're going to lose.
No, remember, Tim Scott's not running for the presidency. Tim Scott's running for the vice presidency with Trump. That's why he's in the race.
I agree.
He's not running for the presidency. He's got no fantasy idea that he'll ever be the nominee for the presidency.
Right.
Before he becomes vice president under Donald Trump. Then
that's right.
Potentially 4 years later, maybe he could, the first
right.
actual African-American in any position, White House, secondary House.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's not running for president. Ramaswamy
right.
and Haley both are Indian descent. Haley is of Indian descent, India.
That's right. Right.
Right. So, you know, a lot of people don't know that about her. She's not.
That's what I'm
American.
Getting at. A lot of people don't know that. Nikki Haley tries to pass herself as a white girl from the suburbs. She's a Patel, Indian family. So is Vivek. And Nikki famously said during the debate, Israel doesn't need America. America needs Israel. And she went on to say, if there wasn't an Israel, we as Americans would have invented one. You know, she's all about Israel. She's bought and paid for political show. And that's,
yeah.
I mean, look, if all you talk about is Israel, and you she never talks about America. She never talks about the greatness of this country, only if it's tied to Israel. We can never be a standalone country in Nikki's eyes. We have to be coupled and tied to Israel.
Yeah. I don't remember when Israel ever showed up to stand side by side with our soldiers in Vietnam, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. Like, we don't need Israel. Like, fuck Israel. What the fuck do we need Israel on
right.
the planet for? We don't need that.
Well, that's the dumbest thing America ever did. I've always said we need. Look, I wish Israel well, and they're fighting Gaza. They are a nation, UN Charter of 1948, but I do not. I want a divorce from little Israel. I want a divorce. I think Israel is dragging America down the rabbit hole, down in the gutter. And they're going to run this country in the ground, suck all the money out of it, and leave us in the dust, so to speak. You know, and also, Nikki, I would say if you love Israel so much, why don't you go there and fight and man up, baby? You go into Gaza and you fight for Israel. That's all you ever talk about every time she opens her mouth.
Or move there.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Get into
Biatch.
Politics over there. You don't need to get into our politics. Get into their politics.
Thank you. Why don't you run for Prime Minister of Israel?
I would tell
all these congressional people, I stand with Israel. I stand on my principles. Okay, great. Then F off, go to Israel, and run for office. I have no problem with that.
It's a godforsaken country because the Israelites are godforsaken people. God forsook them in the first place. And that land
right.
is godforsaken. It's not pretty land. But go at it.
It's crappy desert land. It's like it's biblical land that's been fought over. Its roots are in blood. They can have it. I don't want it. You can have
Take
that
it.
Palestine crap.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it.
We are really, I mean, the next thing, the next, you know, domino to fall is obviously, I mean, it's obvious that Taiwan's going to fall. I mean, China's going in. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
We'll have the Ukraine war, the Israel war, and the Taiwan war will be going on all at the same time, becoming a world at war. A world
That's
at war.
Right.
And we'll be involved in all three of them, unfortunately, all financially, just stealing the money out of America and putting it in the hands of all of the corrupt people in all three of those countries. And we're screwed.
We're screwed.
I mean, you're talking like 100. I don't even know where Thailand got involved for $1 billion in Joe Biden's request for money to solve it. Why does do we need to fund in Thailand all the Thai poppy fields and all the Thailand? Like, what are we financing there for $1 billion? Like, what the fuck are we giving them our money for? Like,
I know.
What comes out of Thailand? Other than poppy seed and opium, like, what else comes out of Thailand?
A lot of American and British expats, CIA substations are over there.
They don't come out of there. There's no exporting of that product. Like,
right,
what else
no exporting. They're just there. Yeah, there's not a whole lot, but opium.
Yeah, what's the
and,
billion dollars? What does it do?
That goes in the black budget, my friend. Goes in the black budget. Yeah.
Right? Like,
it'll be used to buy arms all over the world and mainly Asia.
Yeah, $20 billion for Israel, $80 billion for Ukraine, and $1 billion for Thailand. Like, what? How did they get their grubby hands in the mix?
Thank you. I know. Oh, they all want a piece of the action, man. They want a piece of that pie.
I'll bet, get that cash.
Joe
Biden, if he gets them $1 billion, mark my words, Hunter Biden's going to get a check for like $10 million. James Biden will get half of that, $5 million, and then Joe Biden will get a $2.5 million check for another loan repayment from James Biden once Hunter gives him half the money.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's got to be, because I don't know where Thailand comes into this new request for money. And if Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, ever thinks about giving this money up, $100 billion for these three countries, I mean, that's it. We're down the shithole. We're jumping down the rabbit hole.
Head first. Yep.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. And he's going to. He already gave a big speech about Israel after he won that House Speaker election.
Yeah, but he said he wants to take the Israel issue out on its own accord. And we're not doing some multinational funding, including Ukraine. We'll handle Israel separately. And that
which means they'll probably get a bigger check. Whenever they say stuff like that, my red flares go. I just don't believe anything those guys say. You know,
they
want you to think they're going to cut aid, but they really are. They always increase aid to Israel. They always increase it. And for a tiny rich country, they have lots of money of their own. They don't need American taxpayer money.
But now here's another thing, though, that I was starting to put together after listening to some more conservative voices out there. National conservative voices, not the Rhino conservative.
Right.
So we don't have any ammunition, and we have no more arms left. Like, if somebody wanted to invade the United States of America, right now would be a very good time to do it, because all of our ships are empty. There's no guns or bullets there. All of our warehouses are empty. We have no more rifles and bullets. We have no more drones. We have no more bombs. We gave them all to Ukraine. Apparently, we're going to give the rest of it to Israel. Like, we have no more armament for the United States of America. We're done. Like, that's it.
Right.
Whatever's out in the ocean at other naval bases, like, that's there. And whatever's at our Marine and Army bases around the world. But other than that, here in the United States internally, we're empty warehouse, man. We gave it all up. We can't produce it.
That's right.
Because there's no more raw materials due to COVID that can be brought into the United States to remanufacture what we gave up in this. I mean, what is Ukraine up to? Are they up to like some crazy $200 billion worth of arms from us?
I mean, yeah, something like that. And the other thing is, isn't it funny that we are now defenseless in this country? We're unprotected. So all of our military is in the Med and in Ukraine. Now is a great time to strike America. There are fleets away halfway across the world. There's threats everywhere. What a wonderful time to have Red Dawn or attack America or do an EMP. There's all kinds of things. Or they could give all the mongrel hordes here the green light and say, we are going to muster. You are a UN soldier. Time to attack. Sure.
Right. And our National Guard, what a lot of people don't understand about our National Guard is they are only equipped with one-third of their maximum capability for arms, armaments, bullets, rifles, guns, weapons of any kind.
That's right.
So we don't even have a full National Guard that can actually step up. So,
that's right.
And most of the ammunition at our U.S. bases for training Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines, they are blanks so that nobody gets killed in the trainings. So there's not even armaments there. It's all blank gun. They're all blank bullets, blank everything. So
bad.
We are so unprotected and so unready.
I know.
And
Red Dawn America, it's coming.
With all the Chinese.
And I'm ready for it, damn it. I'm ready for it.
Chinese and Russian illegal immigrants coming over the border, along with all the, you know, Hispanic-speaking countries as well. All the, you know, they're 15 to 27-year-old men
mm-hmm.
who are carrying kids, literally carrying these little girls who they're raping along the way. They had these cameras at the border where they're taking these little girls away from these guys.
I know.
Is that your father? No, I don't know. And they were, like, molesting them in line, dude.
I saw that. It's disgusting. It's a child, for God's sake. I know. It's a little child. It's, you know, I always say in that part of the world, we have enough problems here. But you think you got a bad here, folks. You leave these shores, it's like 10 times worse. 100 times worse if you live in Gaza.
Right.
Oh, what a hellhole.
I could never be a Border Patrol agent because I would be the guy who would have already, you know, 941 times, but they probably would have arrested me the first time, would have pulled the gun out and shot that guy in the head right up close and personal, taking the girl mm-hmm. away, made sure she got care, and then I'd be the one in handcuffs going to jail for the rest of my life.
That's right.
You know?
You would be. But, Paul, yeah. You know what? Like they said in the chat room, it doesn't matter. Because we're making America great again by standing firm with Israel, our greatest ally.
That'll do it.
I know, man. While you're riding away in prison, you can go to bed every night and sleep well, knowing, I'm in prison. It sucks. Life sucks. But it sucks to be me. But America is still standing firm with its greatest, most cherished ally. And for that, we salute you, Paul.
That's
we
right,
salute
right.
Every American, every real patriot out there. I know that's how vicious and our politics has gotten. We are a bought and paid for country. Hate to say it, but when you see every politician run Israel, folks, open up your eyes. I mean, I know they're powerful, but we're a little voice in a sea of crap out there in this country, this world. But the Von Williams shows that I've always said to you, for years ago, we're a little beacon of light. We're the light on the shore. We're the lighthouse bringing you in, America. You're a ship. You're a shipwreck, basically. You're listing at sea. We're going to bring in a harbor, a safe harbor. Bring in a port. We're the light. Because you don't find the light anywhere else. Any other show, most shows, I've heard them. They just go, hey, you know, it sucks to be you right now, Mr. and Mrs. America. But don't worry. Trust the plan. Trump's going to save us. And by God, we're standing shoulder to shoulder with Israel. And everything is going to be great. A chicken in every pot. We're going to have all these wars. We're going to make money. And don't worry about your kids. They're fighting for the greater good when they come back in body bags. That's basically it. That's what I hear. I just take their words and I translate to the street and I go, what's really going down here is this. And it's just pathetic. Paul, great call as always, man. Good talking to you, brother.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Everybody have a good night.
You know what? Have a great night. The Gladiator, folks. Great call. He's right. America is, look, our naval fleet is overseas. We have warehouses that are empty. It's unbelievable. Well, America, get ready. Red Dawn America could be here. It could be an EMP attack, North Korea or China. I always said the same thing. If you're an enemy of America, if you launched a multi-pronged attack, Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and if the North Korea invaded South Korea all simultaneously, you would catch America off guard, and they'd probably win. So be awake, America. That's why there's the Von Wien Show.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
Black Sheep Squadron there. Really good song there. Look, I told you last week that I'm rooting for the comet, okay? It's a city-sized comet. It's barreling towards Earth, and the astronomers, the astrophysicists said it grew horns, their words, not mine, after a second massive volcanic eruption occurred on October the 5th. Now, this is called a cryptovolcanic comet. And right now they don't really have a good name for it, but it's going to be approaching Earth in 2024, according to Live Science Show and Magazine. Okay, now this is an enormous space rock, 18.6 miles in diameter, like the size of a city. And it has exploded again for the second time in the last 4 months. Thought you'd like to know that, America. Unbelievable. But yet, it's out there. And on my show, we will talk about the unbelievable things. We'll also talk about some new shows. We booked Joe Montaldo for the winter shows to come back and talk to us about UFOs and aliens and the hollow Earth theory, the aliens on the moon as an artificial satellite. Can't wait to get more information from him about all of that. It'll be great. We're looking very, very forward to Joe Montaldo. As you know, he's been on the History Channel. Great guy. And we've been emailing all week long. So it's going to be very interesting what he has to say. In the meantime, America is like the Roman Empire as we are fighting on the same lands as the Caesars of Rome once did in the land of Judea.
And now the news from ancient Rome.
From the house of Blog Talk Radio, under the protection of Pompey Magnus and Julius Caesar, the Roman Senate is in session tomorrow. Be aware, no dishonor will be tolerated. And now, by order of the Senate, Gaius Julius Caesar has decreed that the Von Wehunt Show must be listened to each Thursday night at 8 p.m., all good Roman citizens are bound by this ruling and to do the enemies of the show harm, and only if they are able. Those that do not listen to the show will be considered enemies of Rome. Wolf Studio Productions will be supplying the show with great promos as well the finery of Rome will be on display. No prostitutes. Actors or unclean tradesmen need apply. This is Roman decree for the Von Weehunt show. A public banquet will be held in his honor by Caesar, and may the odds bless him and his listeners for 1,000 years.
God, I love that by Will Studios. Well, when Joe Montalvo comes, when we talk about UFOs and aliens, we may, I think we'll play this promo. I think he'll dig it.
We come from way out past Alpha Centauri, and as we're here on planet Earth observing your ways, we're listening to the Von Weehunt Show. It's on the Internet Radio Galaxy.
It's pretty good. Well, America, I would tell you this to all my fellow patriots out there, that in today's America, those in power are working very, very hard to convert our traditionally, I would say, alert, aware citizenry of Gotham City, i.e. we the people, into a drugged out, dumbed down, compliant, nothing but cucks and proles who are conditioned to be nothing more than government slaves, as they said famously at the World Economic Forum via Klaus von Schwab. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. The ruling elites want a world of beautiful, clean, what they call smart cities. Don't let that name fool you. That's just a slick word, phrase for labor camps and death camps, in my view. Because if you notice, as I have, Maui must burn. Nations must collapse, and millions must die, because that's just a mere small detail in the big scheme of things that they have planned. George Orwell famously wrote his book 1984, and the New World Order is near. And that is where we're at tonight. Let's get right to our tech wizard, Irish Pirate. Get him on the air here for his latest epic rant. Irish, welcome to the Von Weehunt Show. How are you doing, sir? How is that?
I'm so ready to rant.
I'm waiting for you.
I'm so ready to rant. I got enough going on, believe me. But I would have to say the biggest scare is Owen Schroyer just volunteers to let them put him in prison. We'll never know if we ever get to see him come back out. Again, that touches me very deeply, because very, very easily, with the way that I was to help out Alex Jones and maybe even jump over to Austin and do his show at one point, I could have replaced him. I easily could have replaced him. That very easily, you know, like 10 or 15% could have been me. So whatever happens,
you would have been great at that.
The second time. Well,
yeah, you would have been great at that.
Yeah,
on, if I can see you on InfoWars, man. I can visualize that.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Like, for example, my car got hit, and I ended up going to the rental place with an Alex Jones type T-shirt on, and everybody wanted to say, yay, love your T-shirt, but, you know, the company wasn't going to let them say it. And I'm just thinking, wow. That, I mean, and these are not like 50-year-old men. Okay, these are like 20-year-old boys or 20-year-old young men. These are definitely people who have other ideas being shoved at them at an incredible pace, and they're seeing right through it and wanting to say, how do I network into the real world? How do I avoid what's coming? And the answer is, if you're still searching through the television trying to find an independent news show, good luck with that. I mean, that kind of blew it on the get-go. But,
Irish, what about this? I say Alex Jones should invade the Gaza Strip all by himself. I think he would win. Alex Jones versus the Gaza Strip. Deathmatch.
I think he'd get everybody to listen to him. I think he'd get everybody to listen to him to say, please turn down the New World Order. I think they would do that. Because I'm seeing so many dumb so-called independent news shows trying to tell me that everything that they do in the Gaza Strip is wrong. And it's for both sides. I mean, like what's happening in Ukraine, everything that's happening in the Gaza Strip should be avoided, period.
Yep.
The hard part there is many of the true Jewish, and when I say Jewish, I don't mean blood type. I'm strictly referring to the religious type. The real Jewish people have made, I counted some of them. So far, I think about 5 peace proposals dealing with the people that are on the other side, and they keep saying no matter what. It's a lot like Katie Hobbs here. Anything that that keeps the government out of your life, she vetoes, period. I mean, all the time, every time. Ran her own election, whole nine yards, and still there's nobody out there that says, can we put out some sort of a suggestion? She's got to go. I mean, seriously, it's going to get – if we can't find a way to get rid of these people before the bloodshed comes, or, you know, hatred gets more than just something you can say in a some sort of a magazine or online. I mean, if it gets further than that, this is not going to be very simple. And, in fact, many of us will fail trying to put it back to the way it should be. So all we got left now is speak your truth, tell it to as many people as possible, and, you know, try to find something that might kill us by 2030 would be really good, and try
to
say, let's stop that first.
Yeah, the comet's coming in 2024. I'm rooting for the comet. This show is officially endorsing the comet to hit planet Earth.
Well, here's one that nobody seems to have done the math for.
Yes.
Yeah, here's something that nobody seems to have done the math for. They keep talking about the big nukes, you know, like something, I don't know, trying to cut the planet in half or something. I don't think they got anything quite that big, but they could do stuff that would change our weather environment for maybe, you know, 5 generations or something. But before that would ever happen, consider the thing that they ignored called the little nukes, you know, a little bit of a nuclear war somewhere. That would be enough to kill everybody on this planet. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand why people don't understand that. I'm going to say it again. A little tiny nuke going off somewhere, assuming that the 75% of the ozone layer is already depleted, a little one does us all. It will get all the forests. It will get all the animals, everything, because it will literally kick out what little we got left. And so this whole idea that, well, if we could just stop the big one, it's too late for that, and it's 20 years too late for that.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest problem we have right now is I think that we just have to draw a line in the sand. What year do you want to survive to and try to make that happen? You think it's 2050? Think of everything that could possibly kill us by then and be an advocate for all of it on the right side. That's how – I mean – Your ability to ignore this is long gone. And I'm saying at least 20 years are gone in most instances. That's where they were running little trials to see whether or not you were stupid enough to fall for letting them get bigger against you.
That's right.
While you didn't know that was 20
little
years ago when that was going on.
Little beta tests. Government,
little
yeah, psyops everywhere. Yep.
So that's the first problem. Then the second problem is you better be really effective with your communication. Once you figure out what that year is, once you figure out what that time is, maybe even if you even thought what that religion should be that you should be in wholeheartedly would be nice. You know, which if you're in a decent religion of any kind, then I'm not going to take sides for anyone else, but I will say this. You better be on the side of peace. And I mean, in my case, I like to use the guy we call Prince of Peace, and that means actually not wanting to go to war with anyone you would consider to be an adversary. I won't say enemy because I don't need to fight them. I just expose them to what they're not, and we've had a few of those discussions. I love debating people that still think that the Earth was, you know, dog-eat-dog for gazillions of years, and then we showed up and it all stopped somehow. I mean, that's jokes. And then I also kind of laugh at the somehow everything disappears in the vial of history and it will never come back to bite us in the butt, when in reality it's just showing us over and over and over again that our dependency, something simple like fossil fuels, one barrel of oil in 1900 used to net you 100 more barrels of oil. Now we've got fracking and pipelines and all this technology. One more barrel of oil will get you five. We're 95%.
Okay, Irish, we have,
go ahead.
We have a question for you from the chat room by Lincoln.
Cool.
Hey, Pyrie says, what do you think about Alex Jones posing for pics with Blair White, the trans, you know, and telling his audience that he truly believes Blair is a woman because he feels like a woman? How about those?
Well, Alex, man,
what do you think?
I'm all for people going for what they feel, but if you're still trying to figure out if you're a man or a woman, you're not helping this planet any. I mean, that should have been. And the opposite is also true because, right, we've got counselors trying to get kids who won't be able to balance a checking account to take control over their sexual activity. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. These people are untrained to be able to do the simplest of human anything, let alone something more complicated like cooking dinner or, you know, let alone raising dinner out of a garden or going hunting or something. No, they're completely void of these skills. And so the hard part is Alex Jones is done doing his job. And people are still saying, what's he going to do next? The answer is the only thing he's trying to do is get you guys to wake up. I'm sorry about that. I hate to tell you this. Alex Jones has done a great job of waking people up. And that doesn't mean when you wake up, you head immediately for the proper window to go see the sunshine. It means you might actually run away and say, oh, my God, it's Monday morning, and I got a lot of work to do this week all of a sudden. But that would be Alex Jones doing his job. That would be someone like me telling you, do you realize how close we are to complete planetary failure because nobody's lifting a finger, and we think that if we keep doing what we're doing, that somehow everything will be just fine or worse. You get deeper into the metaverse, or you get deeper into, NBC, something like that. Or what do you think? Is Elon Musk on our side or not? It's like, well, he better get there. His billions won't help now. I'm sorry,
is this show a part of the radio metaverse, possibly?
It is for some.
It is.
I would say that's an either or. If you're a regular discerning radio listener and you come here because we're telling you things you either haven't heard before or you're really glad we're still saying them, like hurry up and wake up kind of stuff, then this show is good for you. There's some people out there going like, what's he talking about? Oh, no.
Right.
You know? It's going to go both ways. Well, it's hard to find truth in a world that's trying to hide from it. Especially
no doubt.
People haven't been looking for it until they woke up. They're still trying to find the truth there is.
Okay, Irish, we have a rapid fire segment for you. I think Lincoln's going to call it later too. And we've got one. You've got try to keep your answers like 15 seconds. These are gut or visceral. Okay, I'll say 20 seconds max, and I am timing it. Gut visceral reaction. It could be positive, negative. I don't care. The audience wants to hear your gut because your gut reaction is normally correct. All right?
Yeah.
Are you ready, sir?
Let's go for it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Number one, Israel. Go.
Wow. The people of Israel are on one side of that name. The government of Israel, those guys have been the same people forever. So I don't trust Netanyahu. I don't trust the same idiots that are like 89 years old that are pretending to try and solve the potential wars they might get into. And certainly they are the least Christian Israel has ever been. So the people still have a chance of converting. The government doesn't, just like everywhere else.
We're up. Time's up.
Good.
Next, rapid fire segment, Hamas. Go.
Okay. Hamas, far more intelligent than you think because they've been doing it without for a lot longer than you think. These are the guys that are truly starving, truly having to stay in shape to stay alive. They're committed to something they probably shouldn't have been committed to, but they are. And so therefore, if you love the warrior thing, you'll like Hamas. But if you're trying to look for the peace thing like I am, they're pretty boring to me. They don't really, all they need to do is fight and win, but it won't get them anything they want. And most of them are engaged in a religion that's false. Continuing.
Gotcha. Great, 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 great. Yeah, that was our time clock here, my sound effects. Okay, on the rapid fire segment, next up is Alex Jones. Go.
Alex Jones was the first person to start trying to tell the truth about what's happening in the world today, but he was doing it 30 years ago, and so therefore he got done telling it sooner than everybody was ready for him to stop talking. And so
he's been
a controversy because we don't know where to put him. Those of us that are begging for the truth are asking him to say more, and those who are still trying to hide from it are still running away from every representation. Even mock courts can't stop this guy from talking. And
Excellent. He's
going to keep coming with, we need to listen more to the message that he's telling you and not what he says tomorrow. He's already told you what you need to know.
Fair enough. Very good. Next on the rapid fire segment, I'll throw you a curveball. Nikki Haley, go.
One of the most ridiculous politicians in the United States has clearly said that one country means more to me than the rest of the world. And she's not even living in it. I don't know how that works.
And no one challenges
my mind.
Well,
and she thinks she's going to get away with it because she's pretending to be religious and pretending to be a woman. I don't get it. She's just like Mike Pence.
Love it. Love it. The next one on the rapid fire segment. This is a good one. The new Speaker of the House of Representatives. Go, sir.
I just found out there was one today. Everybody laid off of it. They didn't say, yay, there was a speaker. And so I'm going like, who dat? I had no idea who this thing is. And so I was like, after all the names they threw out there for speaker that actually got me excited one way or the other, good or bad, they chose someone I've never heard of. I have no idea what their credentials are, and I don't know why everybody would have voted for that individual. I'm just like, who dat? I've been too busy all day to look up for them, but I can tell you they turned out a lot of better candidates to get to this.
Okay.
I'm sad.
And this
Very
is
sad.
A rapid fire segment topic from across the pond. NATO. Go, sir.
NATO, probably my true sworn enemy. They seemed to represent my military when I was serving in it, and they did a very poor job. All they ever did is put me in positions to be at the beginnings of wars. I was not happy about that. I don't love the medals or anything I got from participating in those stupid exercises. I loved being able to beat my fellow man at the game of intelligence, and I realized that my enemies were just as smart as me, and just as capable of me, and probably were similar religions to me. And so
time's
whole point of the warfare is what I hate, and NATO represents that.
Perfect. Very well put, sir. Okay, the next topic is Putin, the mighty Russia.
Wow,
Hockey's good.
A man that's got a man who rose to power by doing, by hook or by crook, whatever he could do to get it, which does mean he's smart enough to concede the things that he doesn't need to push. He got tricked into being this part of the war. Maybe even he believes in the promise of the other side, but he's getting too old to play these games. And I really think he's just trying to make the West look stupid on his way out. I think he's got nothing more to prove.
awesome.
I respect the man, but that doesn't mean I like him. I respect the man. That doesn't mean he's my enemy. I respect the man. Doesn't mean he's my friend. But I can tell you, mess with him and you're going to pay the price. This is not the way to go.
Damn right. I agree. And the last but not least, I save the best for last, the Von Wehunt Show. Go.
The Von Wehunt Show started as an independent guy taking on the world in a barbaric fashion, trying to say we need to do something different. So a bunch of independent people who became some of your best callers all got together in their own right and started firing shots over the bow, talking truth to power. And what did they do? They responded by taking your show off of 50,000 watt AM radio where it belongs and forcing you to find another paradigm, which is the internet, which is great if people can find it. the same people that are finding your show can find Alex Jones in other shows. But there's a lot of people that haven't found your show yet and haven't even found Alex's show yet, despite its popularity. And I try to tell them all as fast as I can, get out of what you're listening to now. It's not working. Get out of what you're doing now. It's not saving the planet. Get out of whatever it is that's not making you feel like you're important. Probably drop all your counselors, drop all your alcohol or anything else that's warping your mind, and get into something serious that you can be proud of. And if you need that, get to the Von Wehunt Show, where you can actually air out how you really feel to some people that will at least give you the time of day listening to your turmoil. Your personal turmoil matters here, because we're all Americans from the same country that are likely calling in. I don't recall too many people calling in from overseas, even though a lot of them listen. And certainly there's a lot of military people that are feeling that they're stuck somewhere. I know I did, but I got out after 4.5 years. Feel free to get out right behind me. It's past October 10, 1995. You don't need to be in a military that supports the strangest things in the world that have nothing to do with winning wars, adding land, making your life better. The Von Wehunt Show will make your life better. The Alex Jones Show will make your life better. A lot of the stuff that a lot of people are doing, they're still going to be doing it when the planet meets its ultimate demise, if it's this generation or the next. And that's the thing that scares me the most. Listen to the Von Wehunt Show and stay away from that.
Damn right. Damn right. This show will protect our audience any way we can. I give you the best advice that money can't buy. So I want to give it to you for free. And we're saving lives, Iris. We're saving lives. Way better than Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, there are people that call this show that I disagree with, and I've openly said I disagreed with them. But that doesn't mean I don't want them to – I don't want to say that. I do not want them to stop calling the show just because maybe I was even right on a point. I mean, that's ridiculous. I would much rather say, is there something we can do with the last breath of independent air that we've got to point as many people as possible in a direction that works? I mean, they're shutting down as many doors as possible and not opening any others.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, the God I worship, when he shuts the door in front of me, he opens another one, and I follow. And that's been keeping me alive. That's been keeping me alive. Seriously.
Damn right. Irish Pirate, thank you so much. Great, great on the rapid fire segment tonight, man. I like your renditions of all those topics. We will meet and talk again.
I love expository thought. I'll always be there for that.
I do too.
If you're one of the ones to hit me fast, I will be good and ready.
This is the show for it. Thank you, sir. Have a great night, Irish Pirate. Wow.
All right.
Powerful, powerful call. Thanks, sir. We appreciate you, man. Irish Pirate or Tech Wizard? Very good on the rapid fire. We'll have Lincoln up here momentarily for rapid fire take two. Right after we talk to Vincent Price, because this is our happy Halloween special, you know.
Well, you know, I was doing a play. My first play in New York was a big hit. It was one of those extraordinary breaks that you get or you don't get. And it was a play opposite Helen Hayes, and it ran for 3 years. And there was no chance of sort of going out and doing other plays. I would go out in the summer. We'd lay off for a month, and I'd go do summer stock in Skowhegan, Maine, or all around here. And that was experience, but I felt that the one experience that I really could afford and get in New York was to work on soap operas and marvelous things like John's Other Wife, you know, and I mean extraordinary soap opera stories. And I would go work without a name, without anything, because I was not part of the radio group, but I could get jobs because I was in a hit play. And I would take advantage of that. And I worked on radio every single week and maybe would do 5 or 6 shows a week playing in these different kinds of radio dramas. And I learned my business, how you really create a part orally. And it was exciting and wonderful experience.
Wow, the late, great Vincent Price.
I give him some medicine?
Yeah. Well, this is what I do late night in the studio. I will mix Vincent Price audio with disco music. Happy Halloween, America. I thought, what a perfect voice for Halloween, Vincent Price, with the Thriller album. He's got that very distinctive Hollywood voice. Very cool, very wild guy back in the day. In lots of those horror movies in the 60s with the bikini girls, come on. I mean, I own a few on DVD. They're kind of fun to watch once in a while. Live for a few drinks, of course. Well, it's time for Lincoln and a rapid fire segment. But first, we must have the proper introduction. I would have it no other way. Let's take a look here at what we've got to play. And I found it. I think we will play this. Good stuff. It's amazing what you can do in the studio when you mix some World War II Germanic Gothic song with a little rock and some percussion. Let's get to Lincoln in the heartland, flyover country, beautiful flyover country. Lincoln, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight? You've been very lively in the chat room. I love it. Good stuff, man. Welcome to the last free speech platform in America, sir.
Hey, thanks for first, Vaughn. Good to talk to you again, brother. I just want to make it very, very well known that I go to sleep, like you said, I go to sleep. I'll go to sleep tonight. I go to sleep every night. Thankful that, by God, we stand with Israel.
I sleep very soundly knowing that America stands with Israel no matter what happens, and Trump gave us record low black unemployment for 4 years. Man, isn't it get much better than that, folks?
When I see whites being actively replaced in this country, and it pisses me off, I just calm myself down and tell myself, hey, at least we moved the embassy to Jerusalem and go on Heights, and then I feel better immediately.
We moved the needle. We moved the embassy to Jerusalem. America, you can feel much better and secure knowing that what Lincoln has said is true, spot on. Well, Lincoln, welcome to the show, man. We'll do a rapid-fire segment. You get 20 seconds to respond, and I change it up a little bit to get a little bit of variety here on the radio show. And you know the drill. I'll name a topic for those of you who don't know. Lincoln's got 20 seconds. It's your gut visceral reaction. We're not looking for anything PC, left, right, or indifferent. We want the truth as you see it. Going on this show, where we have free speech will reign supreme, and you can say whatever you want on my show, and that's how I like it. Okay? So it's the First Amendment of the Constitution, which we take to the extreme.
First answer is next week Kat has to call in and go through a rapid fire, because I think your rapid fires are pretty fun.
I do too. Yeah, Kat should go, definitely. Okay, Lincoln, are you ready?
Let's go, brother.
Let's do it. Okay, the first topic is Israel. Go, sir.
Shouldn't exist. Wasn't even a legit country until 1948. I agree with Hitler's plan. Put those fuckers in Madagascar and let them rot, take care of themselves. I hope Hamas destroys Israel personally.
There we go. Okay, the next topic is Hamas. Go.
God, this sounds terrible because I agree with like someone like the fucking squad of all people, but I legit do see them in a way as freedom fighters because it was their land which was stolen from them, and they are trying to get their land back because they're tired of having their land stolen from them, a la Golan Heights.
Great. Okay. I mixed it up a little bit on the rapid fire segment. And the next topic, who everyone knows, is Donald J. Trump. Go, sir.
It is what it is, man. I give the guy credit because he kicked off this whole nationalist revival thing. He ran as a nationalist. He became a Jewish globalist cuck immediately. I can't stand the guy. I won't vote for him. He is what he is.
Yeah.
He said he was
going to
drain the swamp. He didn't drain shit. Swamp's going to put him in prison.
The next rapid fire segment is a doozy. It's the new Speaker of the House from Louisiana. Lincoln, go.
What a faggot he is. All the problems we have here, and you become the Speaker of the House, and your very first priority is to swear your allegiance to fucking Israel. I saw where his top campaign donor is the America and Israel Unity Fund, which is his top donor. His second donor was like some other Jewish group. He's Israel first, not America first. He should go to fucking Israel with Trump.
And they should fight in the Gaza Strip. I want to see Trump and Johnson out there with machine guns fighting against the evil Hamas. Okay, the next topic in the rapid fire segment is another good one. It is Alex Jones. Lincoln, go.
Buy my dick pills this month. 50% off now, this month only, for 7 years straight. Turn the frogs gay. I will give Alex Jones a tad bit of credit. You know, he does allow certain things on his show that are taboo for other shows, such as he will address the Israel topic. However, he defends Israel the entire time. It's well known, it's come out, it's well known that the InfoWars platform is actually owned by Jews. And I can't stand when he always says, the Chi-Coms own the banks, the Chi-Coms own the news, the Chi-Coms own this, the Chi-Coms own that. It's not Chi-Coms, Alex, you fat bastard, it's Jews.
You fat bastard. Love it. Okay, the next one on the rapid fire segment, it's a good one. Vivek Ramaswamy, the Indian Patel from God knows where, Lincoln, go.
I don't even know what to say about the guy. Like, I mean, as shitty as it sounds, he's probably one of the best ones currently running, but I would never vote for the guy because he's not a white man. But he actually has, he says something, like, he actually has balls that Alex Jones doesn't have or Donald Trump doesn't have. He actually says there are two sexes, two genders, you can't pick one. Donald Trump won't say that. Alex Jones won't say that. Alex Jones poses with these mentally ill faggots and tries to tell his audience that they're actually, this man is a woman. Buy my dick pills.
I'm about to say the same thing, because Alex Jones wants them to buy all of his dick pills. Love it. Okay, another good one. Another good one. Yeah, the next rapid fire segment topic is from Mighty Russia, Vladimir Putin. Go, Lincoln.
I don't blame Vladimir Putin for doing what he's doing. People forget that we started that whole shit show over there. He simply doesn't want NATO setting up shop on his border. People forget that NATO was originally created to be anti-Russia, like a Russian counterpiece, a world power to tamp down any kind of Russian aggression, something like that. NATO wouldn't even exist if we wouldn't have sided with the fucking communists in World War II. Without that, there would be no need for NATO. Fuck NATO. I don't care a thing about NATO. I don't give a shit about NATO.
Yeah, a lot of people feel the same way. Yeah, Putin. Putin.
If Putin was on the 2024 ballot for President of the United States, I would take Vladimir Putin. I would vote for him over any other candidate that's out there right now.
A lot of people feel the same way. Okay, here's another good one for you. It is Chinese President Xi, also known as Winnie the Pooh. He hates that name. The premier of Red China. Go.
he's an open communist. He's a communist that he does what the Chinese have done for years. They flood the market with cheap labor. We gobble it up over here in Western societies. We outsource everything. We import all their cheap plastic bullshit. He's built an entire economy and based off of that communist modeling manufacturing system. I don't really have a lot to say about the guy. I can tell you one thing about the Chinese in general. They don't own the media. They don't own the banks. They don't produce the porn.
Yep. Okay, good. Time is up. Yeah, 20 seconds. That was about the exact 20 seconds. Yep. Go for it.
I'll give him credit for one thing. Z here in China, he wouldn't put up with this shit for a second with his country being fucking flooded with a bunch of Africans and shit like that, like we do here. So
only America, dumb America, tolerates this crap. No doubt about it. Okay, 20 seconds. We put in some overtime there, but that's okay. It's okay. The show continues. Rapid fire. We got a couple more. Rapid fire segment. The next one is the comet hurtling to planet Earth to destroy it. Lincoln, go.
Short and sweet. I hope it hits Israel.
Well, it might land right in the Gaza Strip. It is predicted to hit in 2024. That was a good save of time. We're now back on equilibrium here on the Rapid Fire segment. And the last one is your free speech platform for America, the Von Wiehund Show. Go, sir.
I mean, I've checked out some of these other shows out there. I've been banned from some of these blog talk shows. I guess you have like the pirate or whatever that says Alex Jones is free speech. Well, no, he's not. Alex Jones is not free speech at all. Go on his platform, start questioning Jews. See how fast you get canceled.
I've
given you credit for this, and I'll continue giving you credit for this, Vaughn. Is you really are the last bastion of free speech where people can say and talk about taboo things which are not allowed on alternative radio, on alternative media, God knows mainstream media, but even on your very own platform, Blog Talk Radio, that free speech isn't allowed there. All these libertarians and faggot conservatives are like, oh, cancel culture, woke, woke, woke. And then as soon as you bring up Jews or niggers or something like that, they're like, cancel, 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 I'm offended.
So true. Awesome. Thank you. That was a great rapid-fire segment. You're right, Lincoln. This is the last free speech. And I'm a very firm believer in free speech, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter to me. But the show eats it up and loves it. That's why we're growing. This is the only place, folks, where you can go. It's the unvarnished truth. You come to this show, this platform, and I will agree with a lot of things that I hear, and I love it because that's what America should be about. We shouldn't be about censorship. That's one thing I cannot fucking stand, you know? And Lincoln, what else is on the radar tonight, man? Yeah, go for it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can. Go for it.
What are your thoughts? And it's not like a rapid-fire 20-second thing or whatever, but it's your show, not mine. You make those rules. What are your thoughts on Mike Johnson?
From Louisiana? The new Speaker of the House?
Yes, sir.
Well, they tend to talk like this in Louisiana, kind of like Forrest Gump. But I digress. I think that he will be a typical Washington, D.C., rhino, RNC, talking point guy. AIPAC will love him. He's for the Israeli lobby, which is the biggest lobby, by the way, folks, in Washington, D.C. I don't know about his America First credentials, but I doubt them. I think, like Nikki Haley, he's probably going to be Israel first, America last. And I believe he will ingratiate himself to the right, or the so-called right, and the leftist Democrats. He'll be a very weak speaker, I predict. I never heard much about him that was anything like strength or a good speaker in the sense of anything I've ever seen him do. What I've seen so far, I'm not overly impressed with, put it that way. I can see why he got elected. In many of the Congress eyes, he's a safe bet. He's safe. That's their version of safe. Jim Jordan is a firebrand who they feel would shake the House up. That's why he didn't get it. McCarthy and Matt Gaetz had his day in the sun. But what I would tell Matt Gaetz is that, look, I like Matt from Florida, but doing a big stunt and removing McCarthy, you didn't move the needle at all, brother, because now we got Johnson, who to me is going to be like McCarthy-like, basically. That's right. They didn't move the needle. And now, you know, all that huffing and puffing of Matt Gaetz and storming out of the House and, you know, his very intense, we have to get rid of McCarthy. You lied. I mean, I can take Matt Gaetz in the room and go, Washington, D.C. lies to us daily. Did you not get the memo? Did you not get the news flash, kid? I mean, either you're naive or you want a lot of attention or you're going to run for president. Now, if you want a lot of attention, he made the right move. But politically, he didn't move the needle at all. In fact, he kind of set it back. The only thing I will say that's good about what Matt Gaetz did, and I'm very objective. Let me just finish this last thought.
Did you see the Mike Johnson interview tonight? Of course, his very first interview is with that absolute faggot Sean Hannity. Did you see his interview on Sean Hannity's show tonight?
No, but I will see it. But hang on. My only thing that I think about Matt Gaetz is that without a speaker, there were no bills passed that could harm the American people. Without a speaker, there was no gavels that were rammed down, no tax bills. Americans weren't fleeced anymore for a week or two. We weren't taxed more. There were no more regulations against American business and the American patriot. And for that, I thank Matt Gaetz in a roundabout way. I can't wait to see that interview with Sean Hannity. Tell us what you learned from that interview, Lincoln.
Oh, I turned it on for just a minute. Not long. I can't stand to watch much of Fox News, let alone especially Sean Hannity. But I turned that on for just a minute, and I saw that they're doing the exclusive interview, first interview, exclusive to Sean Hannity. And the very first thing they went to was how wonderful it is that Mike Johnson adopted some fucking black kid. So they got their virtue signaling points out of the way immediately. Oh, I think it's phenomenal that you adopted this black kid, blah, blah, and his name is Mike, and he's great, and so that, of course, turned me off. Why the fuck are you adopting some black African kid? There's plenty of white kids that could be adopted. You did it because you want to score virtue signaling points. So that was the first thing they went to. The second thing they went to was their undying, unwavering support of Israel. And how, like, and he threw out this line, which is, blessed are those who bless Israel. Like, oh, fuck you, dude. I listened to the first little bit, and I changed it. Like, I'd rather watch Flies Fuck than Sean Hannity and Mike Johnson.
That's a good one. Yeah, I can't wait. I'll hear that later on tonight. I'll put it on. I'll find it on YouTube or tomorrow or something. Wow, man. Yeah, if he said all that, he's just McCarthy light. That's all. I mean, you're not going to get anybody that's really right-wing or anything like that or speaker. It was silly to remove McCarthy because, to me, McCarthy was he was good with the media, pretty good. He was about as good as you were going to get. You're not going to get anybody really better in this political climate that we're in. Now, things were different and things had changed. We might have a shot, but not really. America is drifting left, not right. Well, the extreme is going right, but the real Americans are moving right. But there's so many idiots in America that are Democrat, and you've got Rhino Republicans. So really, in my book, two-thirds of the country is left or extreme left. They're left to center, most definitely, and they're not, and that's where it's going. That is where this trajectory is not sustainable, What are your thoughts, Lincoln?
Hey, I got a bit of good news for you, Vaughn. I started a job a couple weeks ago, and I went to work on this 26-year-old white guy I work with who's been dating the same girl for 5 years. And I pretty much have him convinced ready to settle down, have some white babies. I got him to read the 14 words out loud today. I consider that a good day. If I can get a 26-year-old white man to want to settle down, have some white babies, and embrace the 14 words, I call that a good day.
I agree. That's a damn good day. And maybe if they buy a talking to you, you can unravel all their damn brainwashing, Set them on the right track. God, great job, Lincoln. Great job, man. Wow. Can you tell us how many people work over there where you're at? Is it a big place or a small place?
It's a bigger place. I'm not going to give away too much, but it's a car right. dealership. You know, a big car dealership. You know how many people work at those?
Oh, maybe 100. Yeah. They employ a lot of people. Wow. It's cool, man. Lincoln, great call. Great rapid fire segment, man. I love it.
I'm really looking forward to my diversity, inclusion, and equity training I go to next week.
To get to that, I bet you they've got some those big corporate car guys, those big dealers, they're bound to have diversity, equity, and inclusion classes, you know, and all kinds of HR stuff and videos for you to watch. They'll probably bring in a few guest speakers, probably a few urban ghetto rats to talk to you guys too, you know, so they could have you guys be more sensitive around the minorities, huh?
Oh, the funny thing about that is like you got to do this diversity, equity, inclusion training and all this shit. And the funny thing is, I've been in the car off and on in the car business for about 8 years now, and I can tell you firsthand, the funniest thing is when some freaking Shaniqua or Darnell pulls up on the lot and walks in, all the white guys scatter because they don't want to deal with that person. It's the new guy. Whoever the new guy is, it's all you, man. Go take care of them. Everyone else scatters because no one wants to deal with this fucking knob with a 450
so
credit
true.
Score that's going to waste 3 hours of time and they can't buy shit. They can't finance a hot dog, much less a car.
Right. That's so, so true. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, America. Don't you love it? Oh, hey, you have some great stories and we want to hear them on the show about the car dealership. And what's going on there. So save those stories for next week and beyond. Lincoln, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you. What are your final thoughts to America
today?
Have a good
night, brother. Hell victory, hell the white race who built this country.
Damn right. Thank you, Lincoln. Appreciate it. Oh, man. Great call. Lincoln out there in the heartland of America. Well, we got time for some more calls here. We'll get to some very, very quickly here. It's amazing what's going on. But this is our Halloween special tonight. And I thought you'd dig this from Wolfenstein.
Es gibt ein Haus in Neu-Berlin, man nennt es Haus Abendrot. Es war der Ruin vieler guter Jungs, von mir, mein Gott, litt ich Not. meiner Not. Den Rest meiner Tage bleib ich dort, dort bei dem Hausabendrot.
German Gothic music via Wolfenstein. House of the Rising Sun, very cool. We got a call here, I believe. This could be American Scotch. You're live on the Von Weekend Show. How you doing tonight?
Don, how's it going? Good, I'm doing good. I love that
good
song.
American Scotch, I do too.
Yeah, I always think of Sons of Anarchy whenever that song comes on. That's
right.
They play that all the time. Remember that? Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, we haven't heard from you in a while, man. Are you doing good? Out there in Wyoming?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's been interesting. I've just been trying to keep up with all this rapid-fire news and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so much fake nonsense out there. I just am so fed up with trying to even decipher it sometimes. But, you know, I mean, every time you look at Biden or you look at the Hillarys and you see these characters. I mean, I don't know who they are. You know, I post this on Gab all the time. The photos of Joe Biden from 2008 or 10 or 12 or Hillary.
Right.
And you look at these people now, and it's like, am I watching, like, episode 4 of Star Wars? Are we in the space cantina? I mean, what in the hell are these people wearing right now? I mean,
I know what you mean.
Remember that when they're playing that
console
trying to, you know, they're trying
the
to.
The cantina band.
Remember that?
I remember
it
well.
Yeah,
love that scene.
I swear. I feel like that's more realistic than our world right now. I swear to God. I mean, honestly, I don't even know what to say anymore. But I see these people. Oh, yeah, you saw Hillary on the news today. I'm like, if you believe that that's Hillary, I got, you know, I'm going to sell you a bridge. You know, I just don't get it. I just don't understand. I'll say some beachfront property. It's beautiful stuff up near Pueblo, Colorado. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? People just don't want to wake up. It doesn't seem like you're getting through to anybody sometimes.
They love the lies. They love being ignorant. Ignorance is bliss in America. Because, see, if they really had to watch the truth and open up their eyes, it would compel them to possibly, God forbid, do something in the real world. And these lazy bums don't want to do anything in the real world, you know.
And everybody's so beaten down economically, financially. They're stressed. They're tired of the
government.
I mean, I get it. I understand it. But at one point in time, you know, I know it's painful. I talk to people a lot about this. I'm like, you gotta call this for what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's getting all up in arms about the World War III thing, and I'm like, well, you know, we had a Chinese balloon scare nearly a year ago to date, and look how long that lasted. When was the last time anybody had any conversation or a follow through with aid to East Palestine, Ohio? That went nowhere. What happened?
That did.
That was like Hiroshima on Ohio soil, and it just went away like it was just nothing.
It didn't. It didn't.
Just like
it don't care.
Nothing. I mean, you know, you were talking to
Gladiator. Doesn't matter.
I used to live in Vegas for years.
Mm-hmm.
And you
know,
you go to Vegas to this day, there's not a monument. There's not a memorial for supposedly 55 dead lives from the biggest shooting in American history.
Nope.
Now let that sink in. There's not one monument.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Not one. There's nothing. There's not a pile.
And they cover it up. And my friend Jake Vegas lives there and says, they don't want to talk about it. It's very hush-hush. I've had friends call the Mandalay Bay and go, they go, hey, can I rent that suite where the gunman was? And they go, they'll disconnect the call. They've been told to in customer service. They think you're trolling them, and they can.
Yep.
I've had friends call in my presence very nicely because they know my voice, and they go, "Can you tell me anything about the shooting? Do you have a plaque in your lobby? I'm with this organization," and they go, No, sir, we can't. And they transfer you normally to a phone that rings and no one picks up, and then you end the call.
See?
You suicide your own call. Pun intended.
This is what I'm talking about. I mean, these are the types of things that are just normal, common, you know, and it's common in Americana now. We don't talk about 9/11. We don't talk about East Palestine. Talk about the WMDs that were supposedly there $8 trillion later and counting. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about the exit from Afghanistan with the inflatable plane. I mean, this just keeps going. It just keeps going. And everyone just gets all fired up. Oh, we're going to have mushroom clouds. And, dude, come on, man. Seriously?
Josh.
I mean, if you think that we can split an atom, that then you believe that a green landline in Nixon's office can connect to the moon. You really can. If you really think about the technology we had in 1955, 1955, 1948, 1949, whenever they blew Trinity to all hell in New Mexico, they barely could get a car to work then, man. And you're telling me they're splitting an atom in a dropping vehicle called a bomb. I mean,
isn't that amazing? We're going to split the atom only in Los Alamos, New Mexico. The guy will always sound like this. Here, the American scientists developed the atomic bomb, which was later dropped on Japan, Hiroshima, and Nagasaki in 1945.
And even though you cannot,
funny.
Remember the 1940s and 50s narrators were just a classic.
Like that, classic boomers.
Yeah.
Hello, Americans.
Yeah.
You're not safe unless you're watching our show and buying Kellogg's cornflakes to start your day. Only real Americans eat cornflakes. And by the way, the ice cream man is a communist. I mean, that was basically what they would say. And I'm going, okay, all right. Hey, we've been doing a rapid fire segment, and I want to get you on tonight, too, for that. So go ahead, finish your thought. Yeah.
Well, anyway,
you're
going to
say something.
The reason I brought this up is because Israel's biggest threat, the dagger hanging over the world, is the Samson option. Their threat to destroy themselves and the world with a nuclear weapon. Now, the question is, if what I just ranted about has got some substance to it, and it's all been a farce, just like the moon landing, it's all been a fake, then they've got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder they're panicking, because they've got nothing. The countries surrounding them are getting ready to pound them into the dust. And from what I can see, I don't believe that these U.S. troops really landed there. That film footage looked like it was canned from hell. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. We never put troops into Ukraine. There's not one soldier's boot in Ukraine. There's not a soldier's boot in Israel. I'll put money on it. But anyway, let's go ahead and do the rapid fire. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, rapid fire segment. This is going to be legendary with American scotch. This is good. Now, as you, I think you might know the rules. They're very easy. You got 20 seconds to give me your gut, visceral reaction. I don't care if it's left, right, or indifferent. The audience wants to hear what you really think and care about these things. I will let you know if we're coming up, I'll say, you got 4 or 5 seconds to wrap it up. Okay?
Got it.
So you know the drill? And I will start everyone off with the first topic tonight on the rapid fire segment with American Scotch. It is Israel. Go, sir.
An abomination. All you got to hear when you think of Israel is the Rothschild banking cabal who invented this country in 1948. The plans were already way back into World War I. They has nothing to do with the people of the Old Testament or the followers of Moses. It is an abomination. And it also doesn't have any legality to even be in existence right now. Its lease from Jordan via the UK crown was up September of 2022. The Queen's death cut ties there as well. Pope Benedict's death cut the ties of the Vatican's ownership of the crown. And therefore, their incorporation status is going to be null and void on Halloween of this month in a few days.
They're done. All right. There we go. And that's a good one. That's a very good one. Okay, now the next topic is Gitmo. Go, sir.
Yeah, a lot bigger and a lot busier than anybody could possibly believe. And you know what? I'll prove it. Go to Google Earth and go ahead and go take a look at the aerial photography of just what Gitmo looks like right now, and then Google Gitmo 2010 or 2012 or 2014 or 15 and look at the comparisons in the photographs. And you tell me that all this rumors of Gitmo being closed or basically nothing's happening, guess again, people, it's a little city down there. And you can see for yourself.
Okay. Okay, very good. 20 seconds are up on the rapid fire segment. The next topic is out of this world, and I choose aliens. Go, sir.
I honestly think that if you want to talk aliens, I think they're coming from underneath and from out beyond the Antarctic treaty line that we are not allowed to go past. You cannot row there. You cannot fly there. You can't swim there. You can't go anywhere near the Antarctic line for a very good reason, because there is lands beyond that we are not allowed to see. And Richard Byrd, Admiral Byrd, found them. And he started talking about him, and didn't he mysteriously die at a fairly young age, just like Forrest?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. He sure did. And the Admiral,
very good.
I believe it was 1947. He flew underneath under the North Pole. And I'm sorry, he doesn't look like he's a crack addict or an LSD popper to me. The man was about as square as you can get. So I believe what he had to say.
I do too. I do too. Okay. Time's up on that one. The next topic is the Dragon Lady of American politics, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
I believe she's long gone dead. I think she's long gone dead. I don't think we've seen the real Hillary. Honestly, in my opinion, since even before 9/11 2016, when she was shuttled into that black van and cuffed, and it was some serious evidence that she was shackled and dragged into that van against her own will. She, wherever they were taking her, she didn't want to go. So if that's the case, and she was taken to this hospital center in Chelsea's apartment there in New York, whoever was at the three debates with Trump, let this sink in, wasn't her. Now, was that a duel? Was that a double? Was that a clone? Well, who knows? But let's just take inventory. Donald Trump kicked her ass inside out. All three debates. Nobody even denies that.
Yep, 5 seconds.
As a matter of fact, it's weird. I just posted those on Gab, all three of the debates. Go take a look at them. He killed her.
You will.
He absolutely scrubbed the floor with her.
Awesome. Time's up with that one. Good one. Very good rendition, American Scotch. You're on a roll. The next one's going to be a doozy. It sounds explosive to me. It is Nagasaki, Japan. Go, sir.
Well, I think with what people have basically shown, the photographs between Nagasaki / Hiroshima and the bombing of Tokyo, they're identical. So you can't tell me, and my personally believe, I don't think nuclear weapons even exist. I think it's all been a huge tax grift, and there's a lot of evidence to say so. The visual evidence is identical. You can't tell the difference between Tokyo and Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And one of the biggest memes I saw just a couple of days ago, it's like, if you want to be safe from a nuclear bomb, just be the guy that's filming it behind the camera.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I always wondered about that. Who's filming those atomic bomb blasts? Shouldn't they be shredded by the radiation? Great point, American Scotch.
Yep.
The next one's a funny one, but on this show, we are a variety show, as you know. So the next topic of conversation is sex robots for America. Go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Repeat
you're
that
coming. Sex robots for America. Sex. S-E-X.
Well,
the robots are coming. The invasion of the body snatchers in more ways than one.
The way that dating is nowadays, and what feminism has done to women, it can't be anything but an improvement, man. I'm sorry. You know,
that's a good one.
We're
I agree.
New babies on the horizon, but dude, I tell you what, I mean, it's going to save guys a ton of money. That's all I got to tell you.
That's so true. They really, really will. Hey, it beats the real thing at times. If I always say we give American women the first right of refusal. If they refuse, then all bets are off, and don't bitch at the men if they go elsewhere, baby. How about those apples? Okay.
Exactly.
All right. We American Scotch, great answer. Here's a good one that came from the chat room, and I will pronounce it. It is the reptilian agenda, sir. Go.
Well, I think in all honesty, what you're dealing with any and all of the elites, for this is the children of Cain. It's a reptilian bloodline. And this is why they intermarry. This is why all of the families are related in the royal bloodlines and the super elite and out of Davos, the prime ministers, the presidents, they're all related. Why is this? Well, because there's a lot more going on with that blood than you and I understand. And it's going to be a hell of a red pill, and it's coming. I mean, there's already video evidence. People have seen these reptilian anomalies on YouTube.
Right.
A lot of them got yanked, but not all of them. So it's a scary thing. I mean, there's a real – I got a video of Bush Jr. and his before and after from his White House photo from when he was making those announcements about Katrina. Hey, man, I can't explain it. I know what I'm looking at, and I can't explain what it is in a human being. Going from blue eyes to brown eyes with a vertical slit? What the hell is that?
What is that?
I mean, what is that?
I love it.
It wasn't Halloween when you made that video. It was like July. So
that's
you
right.
Tell me.
And folks, if you think this show is scary, it is our Halloween special. So we got a couple more for you on the rapid fire 20-second responses. We got a good one for you. And it is Donald J. Trump. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm very different than a lot of people on this program. I'm a big Trump supporter, and let me tell you why. And I take a very unique angle on this. In my opinion, Donald Trump is going to do for the United States what Xi is doing for China, what Putin's going to do for Russia and already has been, what Bin Salman's doing for Saudi Arabia, what Bolsonaro is doing for Brazil, and what Modi is going to do for India. He is going to bring national socialism to the United States. And the proof of it is his Agenda 47 plan. Like I said, I'm not going to just talk guff. I'll give you guys points to go look at and go do the research yourself. Don't listen to me. Go look at the Agenda 47 bullet points on YouTube. You tell me that is all national socialist economic principles, every one of them. Every one of them. You can't deny it. And he's already done more for our country in 4 years positively as a president than anybody that I can remember in my lifetime since Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's given 4 or 8 years more without all the nonsense of pieces of shit like Pelosi or Schumer getting in his way or Biden or Obama in the background or the Clintons or the Bush trying to stab him in the back – I mean, let's just see what he's got, but I think he's going to do a bang-up job.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, Trump. Hey, I am more than happy to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. He's the front runner. We give him credit when he's due it, and he's leading the pack by far. Nobody, he's like that comet hurtling towards Earth. There's no Republican weak candidates that are even close to Trump. He's the out-and-out front runner. Okay, on the rapid fire, we've got one more for you. Well,
got it.
Yeah, we have one more, and that is your thoughts of the Von Wehunt Show. Go.
I think that the Von Wehunt Show was Von Wehunt was started by a barbarian, and it's become the nation's biggest barbarian training ground that there is. There you go.
Love it. American Scotch, I enjoyed your rapid fire segment. Great answers. Oh man, we had Irish Pirate did the first one, then Lincoln, now you. We had three tonight, and this was very popular when I used to do it on KFNX here in Phoenix. And the phone lines would just people say, "I want to be on rapid fire. I've got things to say." I said, "Well, here's the catch: 20-second answers." It just gut reactions, and some of them were just hilarious back in the day. Oh, But man, look, you're right. I've always said the world's on fire. We're watching Rome burn and Nero's fiddling and Biden's fiddling. It's amazing. It's going to be a very bloody week, I think, with all the Gaza invasion and all the other stuff going on. Gaza is booby trapped. There's Hamas snipers everywhere. By the way, I've heard also that they have more Air Force units of paragliders that are going to be going in. Surprise, surprise. Those paragliders are very effective, and they just invoke terror in Israel.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about all that and this upcoming Gaza invasion?
Well, I think that's a very good point, and something that most people have a hard time grasping that are not on Gab all the time or on your show, your PETA. You know, keep this in mind, folks. Hamas is Israel in Muslim drag. This is their ISIS all over again. This is Israeli controlled opposition. That's who Hamas is. Ron Paul was on film stating this in front of Congress. So when Israel is crying, oh, my God, Hamas is attacking us. Hamas is – Israel is attacking itself. This is like the scene in Fight Club when he started punching himself in front of his boss so he could get paid time off. Remember that? That's what Israel does. This is the kind of people you're dealing with. Americans were proud. You know, Canadians are proud, Brits are proud, Germans are proud. People like this are proud. Israelis, they're cowards. They will do anything snaky to get what they want. That's why Mossad's, you know, mission statement is, through deception, thou will make war. This is what they are. Hamas is Israel. Israel is Hamas. So what they're doing is killing each other and crying about it so that America could come running to the rescue. Fuck you, Netanyahu. And don't – I swear to God, if there's anybody on the
phone
out there that wants to go sign up, you need to have your fucking head examined. You need to smarten
up.
You need to, you know, do some research on Vietnam, you know?
Yeah, damn right.
There's nothing patriotic about going over to a sandbox to go kill people for another people that want you dead just after you get done shooting these other people.
It's so fucked up, man. I know. You got Americans that go, my Israel, and they want to go over there and fight. I'm going, mostly Israeli Jews cannot stand Americans. It's just a fact. They spit on the American Christians a week before the war started. They hate us.
Yeah.
It's come out many, many times. USS Liberty, and even fast forward to now, they don't like us. They do love our money, they love our support, and they love Americans worshiping them. Again, I've always said, they don't want just mere support from you, Mr. Senator. They want you to worship Israel as a god, as the Jewish fatted calf.
There was a rabbi on Gab this week that basically said, you know, you guys just worship one Jew for saving you from sins. You basically are not doing it right. You need to worship all of us. We're all dying.
Right.
And the balls to say something like that. No wonder they're cursed to hell. But, yeah, they're absolutely an abomination. I hate them. I can't stand any of them. Because you know what? They hate me and they hate you.
I know.
And Jesus wasn't a Jew, by the way. That's the other thing I can't stand.
That's right. I know. He wasn't Jewish at all, because it's even biblical. They said many times in the Bible, we reject him. He's not one of us. This came from the Jewish rabbis, the scribes, and most people in church don't listen to the words. They said he's not Jewish. He's not of our ilk, not of our blood. It's in the Bible. He was not a Jew. He was the Son of God that was in Judea. Doesn't mean he was a Jew. He rejected the rabbis himself. He said they were the synagogue of Satan. And he said that repeatedly. And people don't know. These evangelicals drive me nuts, Scotch.
They say they're dumber than rocks.
Yep. Right. Yep. And it's just amazing, man. It's just terrible. Most people do not know basic is basic biblical history. Basic. I'm talking, you know, Bible 101. You don't have to be a scholar or anything like that at all. You know, the basic stuff.
Yep.
It's where we're at.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, you nailed it. The word Jew is not even used in the Bible and used as a term for these people until the early 1800s. That
right.
was the Sanhedrin. This was the Pharisees. They were the Hebrews. That was the way, that was the lingo that they used for one another. It wasn't Jew. That was something new. So when these Christians get all tied up, and you know what, you can't blame them for their own stupidity. They've been led astray by guys like Joel Osteen and Hagee out of San Antonio, these mega, you know, monster church televangelists that have led this flock astray. And the Judeo-Christian phrase, I can't stand that one either. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, I know.
It's like,
I know.
Come on now.
It's an oxymoron. There is no Judeo-Christian American culture. It was a Christian culture of Europeans, and Judeo-Christian came about in the 1930s by New York Jewish writers. Surprise, surprise. And they wanted to blend themselves in and immerse themselves in American culture. They wanted to flip American culture. Yep. They didn't like what they saw. They didn't like the Christian European peoples. And they started back then to bring in Eastern European Jews and mongrels from the third world. I told a lot of folks, this has been decades in the making before any of us were born. They were doing this stuff back in the 1910s, 1920s, 1930s, 40s, and so on. Hitler came to power and told the world, we know what you're doing. We know it. And look at Europe today. Oh, my God. Mongrelized bastard stew. And America
Germany,
the same way.
Oh, it's terrible. Germany and America both are just absolutely they're a disgrace. They're a disgrace.
They are.
And they really focused on ruining Germany just absolutely because of revenge and what they did. Yeah, any Christian in America has got a real rude awakening coming. If they're out there listening right now, you know, you basically have got two basic denominations you should run to. Either Orthodox, either Russian or Greek Orthodox. They're pretty sharp and they know what they're talking about. Or if you can find a Catholic church that basically excludes the worship of the Vatican and the Pope. I can't remember the name of it. It's hardcore. Catholicism is pretty wise. But any of these American denominations are just absolutely screwed over by the Jews so badly. You're better off not even going to church and just reading the Bible on your own. You really are.
Okay. I totally agree. Now, we've got a question from the chat room for you, American Scotch. It's still going on. Do you believe, like many people do, and they think that Joel Osteen could be now a woman in disguise?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Your
doubt
thoughts,
it.
Sir?
I wouldn't doubt it at all. I wouldn't.
All right.
I think he's at the very least a raging homosexual. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think the marriage is a complete scam. I think the man is absolutely at the least bisexual, but very likely homosexual. I mean, I used to, when I was down in Texas, I lived there as a kid. I went to school with one of Hagee's kids. And they were just absolutely wrecks. They were all into drugs. They were all just these degenerate pieces of shit. And it wasn't any big surprise. I mean, it's like any famous father who's rich. The kids are usually, you know, three sheets to the wind 5 days a week. But people don't just see these people on TV and they're, oh, my God, he's holy. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's wicked and he's duplicitous. And he's deceitful. And shame on you for worshiping any human being. And I blame a lot of Catholics for, you know, holding up the Pope in any high regard. This is a human being.
Most Catholics that I know, they don't like the Pope. They don't like him. They can't stand him. They can't stand him. No.
Especially
no.
This one. I mean, this guy Francis. My
God.
Oh,
this guy's the worst Pope ever. Yeah, he's the worst Pope ever. He really is. I agree. He's the black Pope. He's terrible. The Catholics that I know, no, they don't like this Pope. He's just a figurehead. They say my local parish is fine, but nobody pays any attention to that buffoon. And they just wish he would go. They just said, we're ready for a new pope. We're tired of this clown of thing. It's pretty bad.
We were actually living through some very, seismic shifts in the Catholic Church just the last 10 years. Benedict resigned, that was supposedly a lot more meaningful than people realized. Basically, his resignation allowed the door to open for Francis. And Francis, in so many words, is an illegitimate pope. I mean, people think he's legitimate, but he's not. The real pope was Benedict. That's why when I brought up this thing with Britain and Israel, when he died December 31st of last year, the real ownership of the British crown was the Vatican. The Vatican owned the British royalty. So the chain of ownership of Israel has been cut every which way from Sunday. So when Benedict resigned and then he died, Israel's got no ownership of that land legally at all. And their incorporated papers are going to be due up to expire Halloween. I'm not kidding. There's documentation to show this. So like I said,
Halloween this week.
Just think of the timing of that. This ghoulish country.
Now, isn't the Vatican, it was made a sovereign nation by Mussolini.
Well, yeah, it was.
So why would the papers come up? Yeah.
Well, it was 1948 is when the lease from Jordan, the king of Jordan, threw the power of the country of Great Britain, because Jordan was an occupied state of Great Britain right after World War II. Because Britain and France, who set the Sykes-Picot Agreement, had owned and diced up all of the Middle East between the two of them.
Yeah.
So they gave Jordan their own little land and their own king, but Britain still ruled through their banks. And so the lease for
Israel.
You're
saying Britain rules the Vatican through the Vatican Bank, or
no? The Vatican rules Britain. The Vatican is the daddy of Britain, and that's how
gotcha.
It works. So the chain goes from the crown, then you go up to the Vatican, and then above the Vatican is Switzerland. Switzerland's really the hub of the whole motherfucking thing. Is Davos.
Yeah, because all roads lead to Rome, as they that phrase,
there
folks, you can take to the bank. Pun intended.
There you go. And when you think about today's economic, super stratosphere, the World Health Organization, the WHO, the Bank of International Settlements, all of this is located in Switzerland. That country's never at war with anybody. They're neutral all the time. They have all the money. Well, that's the true power, the real true power. That's where the Rothschilds and the Warburgs, they keep all their money in those banks there. They don't have them in London. They don't have their money in Dubai. They don't have their money in New York. No, they got it in Switzerland. Numbered accounts, private accounts. That's why it's always been such a no-go zone for anybody at war. I mean, how many times has Europe been at war in the last 100 years? I mean, two world wars. And in the middle of it all was Switzerland, and they were neutral, and nobody touched them. Now, what does that tell you?
That's right. Well, Switzerland is smart. They will also, the powers of Europe needed a place close to do their, back of the house transactions, to store their wealth, their money. They needed really a neutral country in the heart of Europe to do all of that. And the Swiss bankers are internationally known. That's the gig, baby. If I could have a gig, make me a Swiss banker. I want to live in the Swiss Alps. I'm never at war. Plenty of blonde. Good-looking babes to have.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of cash, tons of wealth.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking. Yep. Now we're talking. Yep. Yeah, that's the way. They know how to roll. They know how to roll. The other countries fight, and they sit back and collect the interest. Yep. Amazing,
That's what they call the Octagon Group. For anybody out there that's a fanatic, when you watch the Resident Evil game, they have a lot of logos in some of these video games that are very telling, because they'll give out hints as to who the real owners of the world are. Well, that umbrella corporation is the Octagon Group's real-life logo. And that the reason I'm bringing this up, because the Resident Evil game is all about killing off all of humanity through these bioweapons and these scourges and purges, humans killing each other. This is the kind of stuff these fucking pieces of shit they just get ecstatic thinking about it. They want all of us dead. All of us.
Yeah.
Like 95, 98% of us, they got it. We got to go. They want the world to themselves. It's just, It's absolutely insane.
They're psychotic crazy. Parasites. They're crazy.
Yep.
I know.
It's crazier than shit.
No doubt. American Scotch, man, what a great call tonight. Rapid fire segment with you. That was awesome. We did three of those. What are your final thoughts to America as we end this segment here? Go for
it,
sir.
I think, you know, I totally agree with a couple of callers back. I don't think we're going to have a 2024 election because I think the way things have picked up now in this part of the world, it's going to be so fast and furious between now and March that I don't think Biden's going to be long for the office for much longer either. I don't think Kamala's going to be the VP becoming a president. I don't think that Mike Johnson's going to ascend to the presidency. I think this is going to go a way that we don't expect. I don't think Israel is going to pound anybody's face. I think they're going to end up getting surprisingly beaten, just like Ukraine got dismantled very methodically by Putin. And I think this is going to be a surprise. I think people are going to be shocked, Vaughn, that Israel has been all bluster and no beef in this next few months because they have threatened this world. You think about the knife they've held to everybody's throat. Oh, we've
got
all
right.
these weapons.
That's right. The Samson option.
Yeah.
We're going to nuke you if you threaten us. I mean, yeah, they're like a frickin' extortionist country.
Yeah. They have no oversight by the United Nations. They don't have to abide by any rules. And I think what's going to happen, I mean, you've already seen the stage set. Nobody's on their side but the United States and NATO. And NATO.
That's right.
NATO is nothing because NATO has blown their wad in Ukraine.
Only
if
America is stupid enough to do that. We're just so stupid. We pick terrible friends, Friends that attack us, like USS Liberty.
Yeah,
you know?
Something tells me, though, that even as inept and like I said, I don't believe Biden's real. So I don't believe that we've had troops on the ground in Ukraine or in Israel. I don't believe we even left Afghanistan for real because of that inflatable plane nonsense and the jazz hand idiots that were dancing around it. None of this seems real to me. I think Israel is going to suffer a massive loss, and people are going to be shocked how quickly they're going to collapse. I think that's what's going to happen. I really do.
Wow. That's going to be wild.
I think that's what's going
to happen. We have to go back to your comment a while ago. You got me laughing when you said the inflatable plane in Afghanistan and the people were dancing around the plane with jazz hands.
Remember that?
And then they jumped on the inflatable. Now they jumped on the inflatable plane and they fell out of the air.
Well,
on the damn ground, right?
Yeah,
was that CGI or was that real?
Yeah, it was probably CGI.
What do you think?
Or CGI or some other staged incident. But I mean, you're talking like these tough
jazz hands. That's funny as hell.
Taliban guys doing jazz hands and they look like homos.
They do.
It was a joke.
Yeah, they are.
It was probably.
They're all a bunch of fags over there anyway. I know.
Yeah. It was probably
they all being goats and disgusting. Bunch of goat fuckers.
It was probably filmed down by Goldwater testing range there in the southwestern part of your state down there by Yuma.
Filmed by the old Tucson movie studios. It's still down there, folks. And that area looks a lot like Arizona.
I
said, my God, that was a split image of Arizona.
Think
Arizona.
Next time they show any evidence of Afghanistan, anything Afghan, this or that on film, look closely and ask yourself, are we looking at Arizona or New Mexico, or are we really looking at Afghanistan? Because you know what?
I agree.
Nobody can tell the difference, man. You just can't tell.
You can't. You can't tell. They can hire them. We already have those people over here that they could all be actors, part of a Hollywood movie shot. Yep. Wouldn't be a bit surprised. You know, American Scotch, thanks so much, but have a great night. Great, great call. Good rapid fire segment. We appreciate you, bud.
We'll
thanks
you.
A lot, man.
You bet.
You know it. All thanks, sir. You bet. Bye-bye. Good call there by American Scotch. Wow. I feel honored to have three rapid fire segments in this program tonight. Well, it's 10:45. We got a few more minutes to hear to burn in our infamous overtime segment. And get a cocktail. We'll play a little bit more of Vincent Price. Because this is the Halloween's show special tonight. And then we'll close out the show with a few comments here. And what great calls that we had tonight. Let me tell you, just fantastic.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. Whoever shall be found without the soul.
Good night of cavorting around town and having drinks and whatnot. There's always the money in your pocket, but it's fiat currency, right, America? So make sure you spend it while you can. Buy some booze and broads and cigars. Well, it might sound like this if you're the big spender out there.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. I figured that you're the Muriel, cigar-smoking kind, so let me get right to the point. You're right in style when you're in Muriel's company. Pick one up and smoke it sometime.
good stuff there in our Halloween special. A little bit of Batman. I used to love that show when I was a kid, the reruns of that. The Batcave, Alfred, Stately Wayne Manor. Oh, yeah, Gotham City, Commissioner Gordon, Inspector O'Hara. Wow, all the villains, you got the Penguin. You got Mr. Dr. Freeze, King Tut. My God, Catwoman, Batgirl. I bought all the DVDs of that show in my video library. I own every Batman episode twice over, actually, about two sets. And I found the duplicate on eBay just for a backup. And good stuff. I've got that set, Hawaii Five-O. I've got Mannix, Mad Men, of course, The Sopranos, of course. But the ones back then, fantastic shows. Also, Mission Impossible. That is also very cool. Well, tonight we've heard three rapid-fire segments, which were all awesome in their own might and right on the show. I love getting the visceral reaction of people. We used to do this all the time on KFNX 1100 AM back in the day. And it was quite popular. People like to know exactly what you think without overanalyzing, without overthinking it, right? People want to hear that. And by the way, as I said earlier in the show, the Von Wien Show is the last bastion of free speech in America. So let the Von Wien Show be the radio call to action, the radio voice of reason. We are the main critical thinkers on the radio airwaves today. And I can prove it to you each week and each episode. Now, one thing I'd like to bring up also in our last segment here of the show is the show stats. And again, now, we've always had a big international audience. Right now, 87.27% of our listeners are from the United States. Number two on the list is South Korea, which is growing. Must be our military base is there at 5.23%. Then Thailand, with the American and British expats at 2.96%. Canada came back out of the frozen tundra into number four at 2.62%. And Japan edged out mighty Germany at 0.28%. So Japan and Germany have been vying for fifth place as both of those old Axis powers are growing with the show exponentially, I should add, which is very, very cool. Well, this has been our Halloween special. Be safe out there on Halloween. As you know, it does fall on this weekend. Perfect timing for trick-or-treating, Halloween parties, etc. On the next show, I will ask everyone what they wore on Halloween night in the next rapid-fire segment. Should be a good time. Look, the West has been bought and paid for, our Western media and our so-called leaders. We don't produce really good leaders in the West anymore. We do produce, however, many politicians who do not tell you the truth, Mr. and Mrs. America. For that, you will come to the Von Wien Show, where we do speak truth to power on each and every show. Well, thank you for being here. As we sign off from Valhalla Studios here high in the mountains of Arizona, we thank you all. Happy Halloween. Happy holiday. And we wish you all the best. God bless you all until our next show. I leave you with Thriller.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Ha 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 ha